just jockeying with the ball at his feet here. Murphy steps in field and loses it.
And now a lad cut back inside.
He doesn't
again.
Look as if he wants to go by anybody. He takes the easy option. He's giving the ball away because he's then starting to worry
him. You get on the outside, if you get half a yard, whip it across the box. Not complicated.
Well, Jimmy, first of all, many thanks for having a chat with us. I think it's fair to say that we always needed this little conversation. We had a slight fallout, but that happens from time to time in football.
Yeah, you get this kind of thing. Obviously, it was a bit awkward to start with, but it means a lot that I'm getting praised off of you on the radio, and that's all I want is to try and impress the people that are here. Obviously, the club's got a great history, and obviously you're a part of it, and to know that you're backing me and as well as the rest of the teams is a big thing.
Well, when you say I'm backing you, gosh, over the last couple of months, it's been exciting stuff. You've really turned it around.
It's Murphy, left-hand side of the box. Three players arriving, waiting for a cross. Still Murphy. Murphy will shoot. Took a deflection and scores! Jamie Murphy for Sheffield United!
Murphy, once again, outstanding performance. Nice and positive. Keep running at people, Sean. And that's all I ever wanted back in the darker days.
I'm totally intrigued. When I think back to the Crewe game, when we were on a little bit of a lull there, it was a difficult time for you. I had to say it as I seen it. But since then, you know, when you think about Villa, Fulham, you've turned it around. How have you turned it around to that point where you're at a little bit of a low ebb, but you're playing exciting football? The crowd are right behind you. You're a firm favourite. You're running at people. You're scoring goals as well.
I think the confidence from the manager's been a big thing. Obviously, they had the thing with obviously leaving and Hibs and that coming in, and when the manager came up to me and said, "You're not going anywhere," you get a real confidence boost from that. Like, he wants you here, he wants you to do well. He's always very positive when he's talking to you, just go and play. And the amount of times before the game he's not said anything, he's just told me just to run, we just do that. So it's good to have the backing from the manager. And you can feel that when you're on the pitch.
I was going to come on to Nigel Clough, because whenever I played, an awful long time ago, it was always important that the manager he's an ex-forward. He knows how forwards think, and I've noticed tactically on occasions that you actually drift into the middle when with Baxter going out wide. You must on occasions fancy yourself as a forward as well as a winger.
Yeah, growing up I was always a striker. I'd never kind of played midfield until I was about 21, playing in Motherwell. Craig Brown kind of moved me into midfield, and I've stayed there since. So now and again, the manager says before the game, we'll swap you and Josie if it's him up front. And yeah, I'm happy to do that. And obviously, I'd like to score a few more goals than I have, but I feel like I can do a good job up there.
Overall, in the difficult time at Sheffield United that you had, obviously, I was being a bit critical. I know that affects you and your family. How did you take that, really, at a difficult time for your career at Sheffield United?
Yeah, it was difficult to know that people were saying I wasn't doing well and that kind of thing. Obviously, my mum and dad come to every home game. They get to a lot of away games as well, but the ones they can't, they listen to you on the radio. And I remember speaking to my mum after that night, and she was a little bit upset and disappointed. So that's all where that's came from. But I've learned from it, and I sincerely apologise. It's not something I do. It's not like me at all. But no, bygones be bygones, and things have turned round, and hopefully it keeps going the way it's going.
Semi-final of the FA Cup at Wembley. This is a great opportunity for you to do it on the big stage. You must be looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't say it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance, but playing in League One, you don't get many chances to go and play the semi-final of the Cup at Wembley. So it's a chance for us. Obviously, Hull are the favourites, but you never know. We've went to Villa, we've went to Fulham, and we've won games. So there's been stranger things happening in football.
Well, on a personal note, I'm hugely impressed that you've turned it around to have gone from one or two dark days or one or two negative performances to have turned it around like you have done it. I think has been a huge achievement. And I'm thrilled that the fans that I know quite well over the years have really got behind you as well. This is a big club, needs to get promotion, and needs players like yourself to run at people, because that's when they get excited.
Yeah, it's good to play in front of the fans every week when we play at Bramall Lane. and you can feel the support these days. You know, maybe start of the season when things aren't going so well, sometimes the crowd can go on your back here and there. But ever since the new managers came in, and I think you can see there's an extra bit of effort that the manager's pulling out of everyone, and he's almost pulling an extra bit of effort out of the fans as well. I think they're all the more on top, they're more on helping us, and especially the cup games, especially Nottingham Forest and that, you can really feel them pulling you on. Charlton, it was a great day, one of my best days in football, and it's a lot to do with the fans and the atmosphere here.
Oh, that's great to hear. And on a lighter note, I'm bringing my book out this year. I'm not an unreasonable man. $9.99 to you a tenner.
Oh, get it, no problem.
I'll put you down for three calls. Yeah. So thanks very much.